sharing for myself first what I'm in need of, and if anybody takes a benefit, alhamdulillah, that from Mawlana Shaykh's teaching, from Atiullah, Atiya Rasul wa ulul amri minkum, that obedience to Allah, that ihtiba in obedience to Prophet and the obedience of Prophet in the hands of obeying the ulul am, they take for us an ocean of every hadith of Sayyidina Muhammad. That if outside people look at Islam today and people quoting holy hadith of Sayyidina Muhammad, they would be under the impression that Prophet spoke in three lines at a time. He spoke three lines, walked away. Spoke three lines, walked away. Means that now what we have are interpreters. They take Arabic and they tell us in Urdu, they take the Arabic and tell us in English. But Prophet had a whole story behind that hadith. The hadith is the bullet point, is what we're reaching and what we're reading. There was a whole story behind that, a whole reality and a depth to that. But just taking the bullet point and speaking as if Prophet only spoke in bullet points means that no longer that connection and the depth of that love for Sayyidina Muhammad that allows them like a radio, that immediately they enter into that ocean. As soon as they mention the bullet point, then depending upon their darajat and their rank in the presence of Prophet and the ability of their soul, means then that transmission begins to flow, where Prophet begins to explain and explains to everybody's capacity. That is a lost science. Now is all that's left is the interpretation. To take the Arabic, give us the English, and people are still astonished with just the English because it's Prophet ﷺ's holy words. Tariqahs come and teach the ocean of its reality, and they live the hadith. They apply it in every aspect of their life and they live by it. And one such holy hadith that Mawlana Shaykh teaching and reminding us, that who knows himself will know his Lord. Means if we just take the Arabic and say the English, who knows himself knows his Lord. But the depth of that reality is what's important that Prophet bringing for us. And they begin to come into our lives and they teach us that that holy hadith can be read, that who doesn't know himself doesn't know his Lord. And this is the sickness that we face upon this earth now with all religions, with all ways, that people claiming to know the Creator, claiming to speak for the Creator, claiming to know what Allah wants, but they don't know themselves. And the hadith comes into our lives because the turuqs and the real way of reality, they should take everything and live by it, not just repeating it like a parrot where you said it and gave it to somebody else, but to live by it. I mean, spend a life in which trying to know yourself, and the quest in knowing yourself means that don't look for Allah outside. Because Prophet then said, you look for the universe and you'll find Allah. Means spend your life going inside, inside the in. Means there are many degrees within this inside. As soon as you direct your focus from outside and worrying about all the other problems and people's characteristics, and this one did wrong and she did wrong and he did wrong and this is this, because we'll carry that in every aspect of our lives. That this is a way of life in which you apply in your home, you apply in your business, you apply in your prayer time. There's no on and off time, it should be all the time. So means that I live a life in which I'm going to look at myself in everything that Allah sends to me. So I'm going to direct myself my scalpel, my, not scalpel, what's the doctor's, no, that's for the heart, when the surgeon begins to open. What's that? I'm going to direct myself to myself. Means I'm going to focus. As soon as I put the focus upon myself, what Allah is going to show? That before you know me, you have to get to know the one that you live with. It's with ourselves. And then we begin to get to know all the people that we're living with, all our family members, all our relatives, all the people that I have issues and complaints with. Means they teach, how dare you complain about anyone until you've complained about yourself. Because you don't know what that complaint is about. So it's a whole way of life. It wasn't just a bullet point that Prophet came and gave and they translate, but every holy word is an ocean in which to live our lives. That if you are truly searching for Allah, you must know yourself. And then other hadith come and says, Allah says, I'm not in heavens and I'm not on earth, but I'm on the heart of my believer. So, qalb al-mu'min, baytullah. These all now go into a sequence. Well, Allah says, yes, it's correct what Prophet was teaching. If you are looking for me, you'll find me in your heart. I will occupy the heart, but you have to dig from your outside and go inside into your heart. As soon as you direct yourself to yourself, you begin to know, what are my characteristics? Why does this make me angry? Why does this make me jealous? Why does this bring out a characteristic within me? What's happening within me? And then we begin to identify all of the defaults, all of the qadab, the anger, the bad characteristics. And those are the sicknesses that Allah wants to say, how can I come into your heart when you begin to identify that you have all these sicknesses? Then you know how far away I am from that reality and how far away you are from that reality. It's a humbling step. But the world today, there are very few people wanting to fix themselves, but they'll fix everybody else and speak for the Creator. And that's where Prophet teaching, no, 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 if they don't know themselves, there's no way they can talk for Allah, because atiullah is impossible. If you don't know yourself, atiya Rasul, to obey Prophet impossible if you don't know yourself. Obey ulul amr, because ulul amr are amongst you, the people of authority are amongst you. And that's why Allah says, keep the company of truthful servants. Because they've taken that path, they've used that scalpel, they've gone into themselves, they've gone into their heart, they've gone through all of their bad characteristics, and they are continuing to go through their bad characteristics. There's no level where you reached and it's finished. It's a lifelong process of analyzing myself, understanding myself, where is the bad character within myself. When I truly believe that, Allah will begin to shine a reality that everything in your life is meant to be there and you have really no right to move it aside. Every difficulty that coming to you is meant to bring your good characteristic, except oppression and violence. Outside violence and excessive craziness, we're not talking about that. We're talking about in the world of aqal and sound mind, sound judgment, because somebody always takes this as a variable to beat people. No, this is based on a balanced life and balanced characteristic, that when I'm having difficulty at work, if you are truly looking for your Lord within yourself, that difficulty at work is a purifier. By means of that difficulty, you should be able to take a hisab and an accounting. It's a science this way. It's not that you just accept it and you reach to paradise. Prophet brought an ocean of realities. That if you really want to find Allah and you want to find yourself, and what are the demons of the self, what are the bad characters of the self, and then move towards the heavenly ulul amr and into the presence of Prophet, first identify all these lower characteristics. that when you're getting angry and your boss is making you angry, your spouse is making you angry, your children are making you angry, Allah has a character there that needs to be identified. So when you take a muhasaba, an accounting of yourself, you begin to write and identify why this person is making me angry, and write them, making me angry for this, making me angry for this, making me angry for this, and you begin to identify your characteristics. Because the ocean of submission and tawheed, the first usul is that everything is in Allah's hands. So, وَفُدْ عَمْرِ إِنَ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهُ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ. For verily Allah, He sees His servant. Could something come to you that Allah didn't want? Is it possible? If you are a real believer and submitting, you say that everything is coming from Allah. And if I'm taking a path of submission and moving to that reality, most definitely Allah sees me. He's aware. Oh my beloved servant, you are making zikr of me, of course I'm aware. You are praying, fasting, doing everything, I'm most definitely aware. It's that cancer within you that has to come out. If you really want that darajat and your soul to be in my Divinely Presence, how you can have that cancer within yourself? The bad characteristic. So then the issue that making me to be angry, maybe it's controlling, maybe I have issues of controlling. And when people don't listen to the way I want them to listen, I'm becoming angry. Then Allah says, there is no control but my control. How are you to have control in my oceans of control? I am the one who controls. So then you learn tasleem and submission. Ya Rabbi, I don't need to control. Let me to practice not controlling and let go. Allah will drive everything. You keep trying to control the direction of everything, and Allah saying, you don't know yourself, where are you taking yourself? So the ocean of submission, maybe it's lose your control. But you'll only find it if you analyze, why am I getting angry at this issue? Ask yourself honestly, is it jealousy? Is it control? Is it anger? Why is it anger? And that becomes the muhasaba. When we begin to take a path of identifying our sicknesses, only then we can begin to fix them. If you run from a sickness and Allah loves you, He's going to send it in a different way. You can't run from Allah's testing. You say, okay, I'm going to leave this work, I don't like it. I'm going to leave that person, I don't like them. No problem, but your cleansing didn't end. Because wherever you go, you're still taking yourself with you. If you had a way of unpacking yourself, that'd be nice. But since you pack yourself on your journey to the next job and to the next relationship, there you are again, and here we go again. And Allah is going to get what He wants out of that character. Means the ocean of that hadith is never ending. That we take a path in which identifying myself, trying to know myself, what are the lords that govern me? Understanding rububiyyah, understanding lordship. When they say Allah the Lord, Allah is the creator. But there are lords that govern us. And by identifying these lords and these Rabb that govern us, only then we can move into the haqqaiq and the reality of the heavenly kingdom. Who are these ulul am that Allah gave such an authority to their souls? And Allah says, there are many lords that are governing you, none of which right now are Allah. Because the lord of vice, the lord of bad character, the lord of drinking and alcohol and drugs, all the lower vices and desires that govern the body, they are lord over the body. The anger and bad characteristics, they are lords. Means they take a managing and controlling position of the body and they put a oppression upon the body and begin to oppress the soul and oppress the reality. And that is the way of the tariqs and the way of haqqaiq, is with the understanding that I'm going to take a path of getting to know myself, What are these bad characteristics? Only when I'm truthful with knowing my bad characteristic, I can sit before a shaykh and a guide. Because no matter what the shaykh is telling you, you're arguing and saying, no, I'm actually a great guy, a great girl, I'm a great person. Because if you're not truthful with yourself on what your sickness is, what would the advice have any benefit for? Because you keep thinking, he must be talking about someone else, because I'm a great person. And that is where the problem lies. You go to a doctor and doctor says, you have cancer. Say, no sir, I think you're incorrect, I'm very healthy. Okay, then you and the doctor can wait. You wait until all the lymph nodes are swollen and you see the sickness manifesting. At that time it's too dangerous and too late. But much easier with diagnosis of yourself, when you begin to identify the characteristic and you're true with yourself that I have these characteristics, I have anger, I have issues, I have laziness, I have all of these controlling issues. Now when I sit with the ulul am, I'm understanding their teaching is meant for me. Then when I sit with them and ask for advice, I'm true to that advice and I'm actually trying to fix myself. And they give us different zikrs and different recitations so that when we identify that sickness, we can direct ourselves towards that sickness and begin to bring that bad characteristic down. And the association and majlis of zikr has an energy and a light that you can't compare to any other type of association. Because you are praising the Divinely Presence. The weight and the reward of that is directly from the Divinely Presence. You say that, I'm going to other associations where we pray, but you don't know if your prayer was accepted or not. There was no guarantee that when you pray you're going to be given a reward, more or less a light that dresses you, that empowers you and puts down difficulty. Because if you're praying with bad characteristics, what's the benefit going to be? Or Mawlana Shaykh would say, they came monkey, they left monkey. And say, Mawlana, I want to go for khalwa, I want to go for chelda, I do my 40 days. And he say, in monkey, out monkey. And they say, no, Mawlana, I want to do chelda, the 40 days. And Mawlana said, no, in monkey, out monkey. Until somebody corrected one of the people, said, Mawlana knows what you're saying, but what he's describing for you, what's the benefit? In comes the monkey, out goes the monkey, unless you're going to work your program, unless you're going to actually work trying to fix yourself. The zikr has a different energy. That praising upon Allah, praising upon the Prophet, the reward comes directly from their Divinely Presence. That light, that dress dresses the soul, that energy dresses the soul. And accompanying the people who have light, their light dresses the soul and uplifts the soul with that light. We pray that these realities and holy hadith open within our heart, that we can live from just one holy hadith an entire lifetime to reach towards that reality. We pray that Prophet open more and more within our hearts, and that the ulul am and Mawlana Shaykh support and more guidance within our hearts, and that in these holy months prepare us for the holy month of Rajab, Shaban and inshaAllah Ramadan. Bi hurmati Muhammad al-Mustafa wa bi siri Surat al-Fatiha.